That's another win on the road. How do you feel about that one?
Oh, delighted, Rob. Still just trying to take it in, to be honest. It was a nervy one. I did ask before the game that we don't go behind in the first 5 minutes like we have done with a couple of the other games, and lo and behold, cracking corner. Straight in with the wind, back stick is a bit of a freak, but with the wind how it was potentially something that could happen, and unfortunately for us, it did us. But I must say again, the lad's attitude was fantastic, and what a goal to equalise. That's goal of the season already for me. I say already, a couple of games left, but that's without a doubt by a mile, certainly from the games I've seen, goal of the season.
Couldn't have caught it any better.
Absolutely fantastic strike on a very difficult, really difficult surface, probably one of the most difficult surfaces I've been involved with. It brought us back into the game, and then Finn follows it with another fantastic strike. So, you know, against the wind, it was always going to be difficult for us. I asked us to try and keep it tight in the first half if we were against the wind, as we were, because it was playing a huge part in the game. But the second goal as well was a fantastic strike, put us 2-1 up. And then I was just trying to get us to be solid and get us to half-time. And then obviously they had the injury with the goalkeeper, and an outfield player went into goal, which was, first of all, hope the goalkeeper's okay. I think he's done something to his knee, quite serious. And then second half, with the elements, I just don't think we got out of third gear, to be honest. It was a really, really scrappy game. We didn't get hold of the ball, but we managed to scrap a result, and that's the most important thing, Rob, especially with all the results today as well. So
you're talking about well-taken goals. Jensen's was well-taken.
It was very well-taken. Lovely... through ball from him, it was Nathan, and obviously then with an inexperienced keeper in goal, you know, probably a normal keeper could have come off his line and maybe taken it out early before Jensen got to it. But once the keeper had made his decision to stay on his line, Jensen still had a lot of work to do. So he lifted it very craftily. It would have been easy to lift that too much and over the bar, and that pretty much got us over the line 3-1, and then we had the bonus of the fourth, and really frustrating with literally the last kick of the game conceding a second when goal difference is important. That was disappointing. But first and foremost, we've come here and got 3 points. It's only our third away win this season. We've got two of those in this little mini run that we're on now. And it's, you know, we haven't got room to breathe. We have to keep winning football matches, and to have won three and drawn one of them, to get 10 points from 12 is a great position to be in. But because of the other results, we've still got a hell of a work to do, and as big a test as you would wish next week at the Moat Ground. So we need people out in force. If we are on a day and Eastwood are on an off day, maybe we can get something. They're still fighting for the title after today's result. They're only 2 points behind still, so they need 3 points at the Moat Ground next week, and we need 3 points for our own campaign, because we can't rely on other teams, as we've seen in recent weeks.
We've got to give Sam Moore a bit of a mention, because he's worked hard, and then he got his goal at the end.
He did, yeah. And Sam has been a revelation since we moved him out to the left when we first came in and took over the interim manager role. He's been fantastic for us. His work rate is second to none, I believe. He took his goal very, very well. It was a lovely goal, actually, cross ball, and took it well. And he's in a bit of a rhythm himself at the moment now as well, and he's enjoying his football. As all the lads, the confidence is high, but we've got two huge games left to try and save our season. Really pleased for him, really pleased for everybody, really, who's contributed today through 1 through 16. I think it's just Woody again, he didn't get on, but he's very much a part of it. And you saw today the importance of having a goalkeeper on the bench. They didn't, for whatever reason. I'm not going to say it contributed to the result, but certainly they absorbed a fair bit of pressure, because we were trying to put their keeper under pressure in the second half. And actually, I thought he did, for an outfield player, I thought he did okay. Perhaps the exception of the third goal that a more experienced keeper might have cleared up. But that's for them to worry about. I really wish them well, but that puts them behind us now by a point. With Kimberley's great result today, they're still 2 points behind us, so it could all change. We could find ourselves in the bottom two next week. They've got winnable games, both of the teams. Wisbeach are only 2 points above us now as well, but they've got a good point today against Heena, so we've just got to look after ourselves, Rob, and try and get whatever we can out of next week's game.
You mentioned next week Eastwood. We'll be seeing Aaron O'Connor, Gresley legend, coming back. Let's hope he doesn't go and win it for him.
He
missed a penalty, didn't he, when we drew 1-1?
Yeah. I'm not sure we can call on too many more favours for him. They've got a title to win. So for 90 minutes, as much as we love Aaron at the Moat Ground, for 90 minutes, you know, it's very much about, you know, Aaron being an opposition player and us making as uncomfortable an afternoon as possible for Daryl and the Eastwood team. Have done fantastic this season, but they won't expect any favours from us, and we're certainly not expecting anything from them. We've got to go out, and the Bourne game gave us hope that we can compete with the sides towards the top. I'd like to say it's a free hit given our respective league positions, but it isn't. We have to get something from that game. We'll do our best, and we're going to be missing Jack Thatcher next week. I was expecting to be missing Mitch White, but he was going to go on holiday, but fortunately that's transpired not to be the case. So Jack, who won't be here next week, but he'll be back for the Eastwood game. But we've got one or two other players available as well for the squad, and we'll take a careful look at it. We're not going to make changes for change's sake. It was great to name the same 16 today, and it was great to name the same starting 11 for the third game running. Unfortunately, we won't be able to do that next week with Thatch being away, but there won't be too many changes for the sake of it, Rob.
You've got all hope that it's all tied up before Monday.
I would hope that that's the case. Certainly my heart isn't, my nerves aren't particularly coping well with it. But listen, we've got two games left, and if you said to me we were going to take it to the last weekend and still be within the shout of staying up, you know, we've got 10 points, right? From a team that has 10 points from four games, from a team that had 0 points from eight games, 0 points from 24. By getting those 10 points, we've just given ourselves a chance. And we, you know, even 6 points would have still been a decent haul, but we'd have been firmly in the bottom two still. So, phenomenal run of form. Owe it all to the lads. But we've got two huge games to go, and it would be great to try and get things, results go our way, to not have to go to Ashby needing anything. But I don't think fate works that way. Certainly when Dresden Rovers are concerned, if we're going to do it, we always do it the hard way.
Absolutely. Thanks ever so much, guys.
Thank you. Cheers, Rob.